Hello and welcome to the Zero to Finals podcast. My name is Tom, and this is the second part of the gastroenterology short answer question series. If you like these questions, you can find them in written format at members.zerotofinals.com, where you can also find multiple choice questions, extended matching questions, digital flashcards, my course on how to learn medicine, and other resources, all to help you track your learning so you can find out your strengths and weaknesses and make sure you're preparing for exams properly. It costs £9.60 a month, and you can cancel at any time, but I'm sure if you give it a try, it'll become your go-to resource for testing your learning and tracking your learning in preparation for exams. But for now, let's get straight into these gastroenterology questions. Question 49. What disease is associated with anti-smooth muscle antibodies, or anti-SMA? Type 1 autoimmune hepatitis. Question 50. What is the inheritance pattern of hemochromatosis? Autosomal recessive. What gene is affected in hemochromatosis? The human hemochromatosis protein, or HFE gene. Question 51. What is the initial investigation in suspected hemochromatosis? Serum ferritin. What further investigation can help distinguish between the causes of a raised serum ferritin? Transferrin saturation. Question 52. What non-invasive investigation confirms the diagnosis of hemochromatosis? Genetic testing for mutations in the HFE gene. Question 53. What active treatment is used for hemochromatosis? Venesection, which involves regularly removing blood to remove excess iron, initially weekly. Question 54. What metabolic abnormality occurs in Wilson's disease? There is excessive accumulation of copper in the body's tissues, particularly in the liver. Question 55. What is the inheritance pattern of Wilson's disease? Autosomal recessive. What gene is affected? The Wilson disease protein gene on chromosome 13. Which is also called the ATP7B copper binding protein. Question 56. What sign may be seen in the eyes in patients with Wilson's disease? Kayser-Fleischer rings in the cornea. What does this sign represent? The deposition of copper in Descemet's membrane. Question 57. What is the initial screening test for suspected Wilson's disease? Serum ceruloplasmin. What ceruloplasmin result suggests Wilson's disease? A low ceruloplasmin. Question 58. What treatment is used for Wilson's disease? Copper chelation. Which specific drug options are available for copper chelation? Penicillamine and trientine. Question 59. Which lung conditions are caused by alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency? Chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, or COPD, and bronchiectasis. Question 60. What is the inheritance pattern of alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency? Autosomal co-dominant. What gene is affected in alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency? The SERPINA1 gene, which codes for alpha-1 antitrypsin and is found on chromosome 14. Question 61. What is the normal function of alpha-1 antitrypsin? It is a protease inhibitor. Question 62. What specific enzyme is central to how alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency affects the lungs? Neutrophil elastase. Question 63. Where is alpha-1 antitrypsin produced? In the liver. Question 64. What is the pathophysiology behind how certain genotypes of alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency affect the liver? The liver produces an abnormal mutant version of the alpha-1 antitrypsin protein, which builds up in the liver cells and has a toxic effect, causing inflammation. Question 65. What is the screening test for alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency? Measuring the serum alpha-1 antitrypsin level, and it will be low in alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency. Question 66. What is seen on a liver biopsy in alpha-1 antitrypsin deficiency? Periodic acid Schiff positive staining globules in the hepatocytes. Question 67. What two skin signs may be seen on examination of a patient with primary biliary cholangitis, and what is the underlying cause of these changes? Xanthelasma, which are cholesterol deposits in the skin caused by a raised serum cholesterol, and jaundice, or yellow skin, caused by raised serum bilirubin. Question 68. What liver enzyme is particularly raised in primary biliary cholangitis? Alkaline phosphatase. Question 69. What antibodies are most specific to primary biliary cholangitis and form part of the diagnostic criteria? Anti-mitochondrial antibodies, or AMA. Question 70. What is the main medical treatment for primary biliary cholangitis? Ursodeoxycholic acid. Question 71. What disease affecting the bowel is most associated with primary sclerosing cholangitis? Ulcerative colitis. Question 72. What liver enzyme is particularly raised in primary sclerosing cholangitis? Alkaline phosphatase. Question 73. What is the diagnostic imaging investigation for primary sclerosing cholangitis? Magnetic Resonance Cholangiopancreatography, or MRCP. Question 74. What procedure can be used to treat dominant strictures caused by primary sclerosing cholangitis? Endoscopic retrograde cholangiopancreatography, or ERCP. Question 75. What malignancy may occur secondary to primary sclerosing cholangitis? Cholangiocarcinoma. Question 76. What is the main type of liver cancer? Hepatocellular carcinoma, or HCC. Question 77. Patients with which condition are screened every 6 months for liver cancer? Patients with liver cirrhosis. What does this screening involve? A liver ultrasound and alpha fetoprotein blood test. Question 78. What treatment for liver cancer involves injecting chemotherapy directly into the hepatic artery that feeds the tumor? Transarterial chemoembolization, or TACE. Question 79. What is the tumor marker for cholangiocarcinoma? Ca19-9. Question 80. What is the prognosis of liver hemangiomas? Liver hemangiomas are benign with no symptoms or health effects. Question 81. What hormone may contribute to the development of focal nodular hyperplasia in the liver? Estrogen. Question 82. What are the two most common causes of acute liver failure requiring immediate liver transplant? Acute viral hepatitis and paracetamol overdose. Question 83. What scars would indicate a previous liver transplant? A rooftop incision or a Mercedes-Benz incision. Question 84. What is the usual epithelial lining of the esophagus? Squamous epithelium. Question 85. What is the usual epithelial lining of the stomach? Columnar epithelium. Question 86. What is the medical term for indigestion? Dyspepsia. Question 87. What single symptom would be an indication for a 2-week wait referral for suspected esophageal cancer in someone of any age? Dysphagia, which is difficulty swallowing food. Question 88. What type of hiatus hernia involves the stomach sliding through the diaphragm with the gastroesophageal junction passing up into the thorax? A sliding hiatus hernia. Question 89. What type of hiatus hernia involves a separate portion of the stomach, for example the fundus, folding around and entering through the diaphragm alongside the esophagus? A rolling hiatus hernia. Question 90. What is the first line medical treatment of gastroesophageal reflux when antacids and lifestyle changes are inadequate? proton pump inhibitors. Give two examples of this type of medication. Omeprazole and lansoprazole. Question 91. What surgical option is available for severe gastroesophageal reflux disease? Laparoscopic fundoplication. Question 92. What type of organism is Helicobacter pylori? It is a gram-negative aerobic bacteria. Question 93. What test for Helicobacter pylori can be performed during an endoscopy procedure? The rapid urease test, which is also known as the CLO test. Question 94. What is the usual screening test for Helicobacter pylori infection in the community? The stool antigen test. Question 95. What is involved in the Helicobacter pylori eradication regime? A proton pump inhibitor, for example, omeprazole, plus two antibiotics, for example, amoxicillin and clarithromycin, for 7 days. Question 96. What change occurs in the lower esophageal epithelium in Barrett's esophagus? It changes from squamous epithelium to columnar epithelium. What is the technical term for this process? Metaplasia. Question 97. What is the major risk of Barrett's esophagus? Esophageal adenocarcinoma. What monitoring is carried out given this risk? Regular endoscopy procedures. Question 98. What condition involves a duodenal or pancreatic tumor secreting excessive quantities of gastrin, resulting in excessive acid production in the stomach? Zollinger-Ellison syndrome. What genetic condition is associated with the development of gastrin-secreting tumors? Multiple endocrine neoplasia type 1, or MEN1. So thanks for listening to this episode of Questions on Gastroenterology. As always, a big thank you to Harry Watchman for perfectly editing the podcast. I recommend heading over and trying out the members site at members.zerotofinals.com with loads of resources for testing yourself, training your knowledge, tracking your knowledge, and generally learning medicine. And I hope to see you in the next episode, where we'll move on to part 3 of the gastroenterology short answer question series.